Praise and thank the Lord.
Amen.
I hope this morning I will be a person who will exercise my spirit. And I hope that you, each one of us, as we listen, we will also learn to exercise our spirit. Actually, the message here in the third message, the title is Exercising Ourselves Unto Godliness. But before I go on with this, I do want to review the title, even just the title of the last two messages, because without the last two messages, I believe we cannot exercise ourselves unto godliness. So to conduct ourselves in the house of God, the first thing is we need to honor Christ, God, as our head. So this means today we are in the church. This is the church of the living God. He is the head. We are the body. If that is the case, then as the body, we must not be cut off from the head. We need to be headed up in Christ. For this daily, we need to be joined to Him in prayer. And secondly, we need to, to conduct ourselves in the house of God. We need to bear the truth. Bear the truth. So the truth, of course, initially, sigurado, surely inside of us, we realize this is the Bible, the holy word of God. And yet, when we consider, this is not just a black and white letter. Actually, the truth is nothing less but Christ Himself. One time, I think in John, he said, I will set you free. After a while, he said, the truth shall set you free. So whenever we come to the word, we have a kind of realization, Lord, I'm not here just to read the black and white letter. Yes, we need to understand with our mind. Yes, we need to know the truth. But behind all the words, we need to exercise our spirit to touch God. And once we gain the knowledge with life, we touch life, we touch Christ, eventually this becomes the truth to us. The word becomes the reality to us. And because daily we are headed up in Christ, daily we are one with the Lord, we follow Him, we are led by Him, and because daily we are constituted with the truth, oh, we love God's word. We have a storehouse of God's word within us. And this word is just Christ Himself. Eventually, we could exercise ourselves unto godliness. So this morning, I just felt that all these three things are truly related. Really, truly related. So, So this morning, how about this word godliness, we want to enter into the meaning of this word. This word godliness is very, very important. Why? Because in the short books of 1st and 2nd Timothy, it was mentioned 9 times. It was mentioned 9 times. So I will not read to you all the 9 verses, but all these 9 verses are in Romans 1a. Romans 1a. But I would like to read with you some of these verses so that we will have an impression. So in 1 Timothy 2:2, there it tells us that that we need to pray on behalf of kings and all who are in high position, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all godliness and gravity. So saints, we need to pray that there will, for those who are in high position, so that, why? So that in our living, we could have the peace, the quietness, not just to enjoy our human life, but mainly to live a life in all godliness. And then the second verse is 1 Timothy 3:16, which is in Romans 1. How about let's read this together? 1 Timothy 3:16. And confessly, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was manifested in the flesh. Okay, we can stop here. So here it tells us, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was manifested in the flesh. So here there is one key word. It tells us, this godliness, this is a mystery of godliness. Godliness, when we hear this word, sometimes we foresee a kind of picture of maybe, for me, because I grew up in the Catholic Church, and I studied in a very Catholic school near Malacañang. So whenever I hear godly, holy, I think of a priest, parang, wow, the priest is holy with a long robe, walking with his Bible, di ba? And like this, And one time, actually, because I was a naughty boy many times in school, he will see me talking in class. You, shut up, listen. So I was like, the priest is here, I need to, But anyway, the Bible tells us, confessly, great is the mystery of godliness, he who is manifested in the flesh. So, what is godliness? It is he who is manifested in the flesh. So, if we read B, let's read B together. Godliness is a mystery because it is real and living, yet invisible. It is real and living, yet invisible. So, So this is something that we cannot see, but something that is real and something that is living. I recall when I joined the Etero, the brother there shared something. He said, before he was an unbeliever. Maybe he was doing some business. He was a businessman. And he was in the United States. And one time, he went to a certain park. He went to a certain park. And as he was walking, he met two young people. Young people. And these two young people began to tell him, "Oh, sir, are you busy? We want to speak something of God to you." And these two young people, because he was a Caucasian, these two young people, they were Filipinos. Filipino. Praise the Lord. And they began to joyfully say something about God to him. So our brother said, well, as I was listening to them, at the end, I did not accept the Lord. I did not accept the Lord. But when I was looking at their face, and they were preaching the gospel to me, telling me about Jesus, I see their smiling face, and I just cannot help but realize within me, these two young ones preaching to me, there is something mysterious in their being. Although I did not receive the Lord, but there's something in their being, their smile, their countenance, I could sense something mysterious, something joyful, And then afterwards, of course, he eventually got saved. And then he recalled this first experience of his. He realized that preaching of the gospel was really, through these two young persons, really God as the mystery of godliness was revealed to him. He did not believe that time, but he was impressed. He felt that there is something these two that they have that he does not have. So that eventually, when he was, again, the gospel was preached to him, he believed on the Lord. So dear saints, This is something invisible, yet real and living. Real and living. Of course, many times, I will, you know, many times when I meet some new ones, or when we eat together with the brothers and sisters, the very first thing that I will ask them most of the time, dear brother, you know, one time I asked a couple, oh, I've been seeing you for quite some time. How were you saved? Yeah. And then the brother began to tell me, oh, you know how we were saved? Because someone sold us a CPU, computer set. No? You just bought a computer set and you were saved. I was thinking, ano kaya yun? And then the couple said, oh, but this brother who sold us the computer, you know, we felt that, of course, in that time, they were not saved. I don't think they had this vocabulary. They felt, this guy is very good. No? This guy is very good. And we were quite impressed. No? He did not only sold us this unit, but we were quite impressed with him. No? And we wanted to see where he is meeting. No? I think the brother invited them, and they were attracted by the living of this brother. No? Maybe, I wonder if that brother gave them a good amount of discount. I don't know. But I believe the couple saw something in that brother. Now, this is the mystery of godliness. So, what is really godliness? What we can say is this. Godliness is truly God manifested in the flesh. God seen among men. And we could say, godliness is letter E. No? Letter E, let's read. Godliness is God-likeness. Being like God, expressing God. No? So, and then F, you could also read. Godliness is not merely an outward matter. The word manifested in 1 Timothy 3:16 indicate that godliness is an inward life with an outward expression. Amen. So what is godliness? Ibig sabihin, when people see us, they see an expression of God. They see a living out of God. I think this is, and today, saints, could we live a godly life? Of course, we could live a godly life. Why? Because today, the Lord is now living within us. The Bible tells us, as many as receive Him, no? To them He gave authority to become children of God. No? So saints, do we have God's life within us? No? A pig, no? Normally a pig, it has a life of a pig, di ba? And if, just imagine, no? Ako, I was born the year of the pig. No? But of course, we don't believe in that one. Sorry. But anyway, a pig, di ba? By its nature, likes to roll in the mud, di ba? But praise the Lord, saints, you know, today, why could we be godly? Because we have the life of God within us, you know? And, you know, I recall when I was young, you know? I was saved at a very early age. I was baptized when I was 12 years old, you know, when I was grade 5. And of course, I was baptized, but I was not so clear pa. I was not so clear. No? I thought, okay na. I am baptized. I'm okay na. I'm good already. No? So because of that, daily I just live my own life. When I go to school, my life is really not changed so much. No? But when I realize that God lives within me, no? And the more I love the Lord, the more I love His Word, the more I contact the Lord in prayer, slowly this life, because of its nature, eventually I felt I am becoming something else. Before kasi, when I was young, I used to, whenever I speak, I used to curse a lot. Because I have a lot of classmates. I'm very much influenced by them. So in the conference, I joined this kind of a conference. Many times I exercise my spirit, I sing hymns, you know, I share. So when I go to class, I just feel, wow. You know, my classmate will say bad words. In every sentence, they will just talk to me and they say bad words. Before, I will used to also say bad words, no? One after the other. But after every conference, the words just could not go out. No? Within me, sometimes it's already there. But then within my spirit, I just felt, I cannot say those words. No? It is because I realized, oh, I was strengthened by the Lord within me. My spirit has grown a little. No? And then because of that, this spirit's nature could not say bad words. No? So eventually, I realized, wow, if I turn to my spirit, and if I live in the Lord, and if I pray and exercise more to come to His Word, eventually I could live a godly life. No? I could really express God. No? But so let's read letter G. As believers in Christ, we should pursue godliness. To pursue godliness is to live a daily life that manifests God. No? So saints, we need to pursue godliness. No? We may not be as godly before, but I hope after listening to this message, we will realize, Lord, I want to pursue godliness. No? In 1 Timothy, no? Okay, there it tells us in 6:11, no? But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness. No? Pursue godliness. No? So this is to live a daily life that manifests God. I hope, saints, no, that not only in the church life do we look like God. No? Ako, I must admit, no, that you know sometimes, no, even if sometimes in my daily life, when I was quite younger, and you know, and even now, no, sometimes in my daily life I could be quite loose, di ba? But whenever I come to a church meeting, when I meet the saints, no, oh, I could truly exercise my spirit, di ba? I could come to Him, I sit, I pray, I sing the hymns, and I could truly exercise my spirit. No? But saints, when we consider, when we go back in our daily life, do we live a godly life? Yeah. Do we live a godly life? Yeah. So I was just convicted when I was reading this. Yeah. You know. So I hope now that this will be our prayer, Lord, in my daily life. No, not just in the church life. No, in the church life, sometimes because in the meetings, no, we are really quite good. No, we don't fight with anyone. No? Our speech is quite restricted. But at home, no? Sometimes, how about when I talk with my wife? No? What? How about when I deal with my children? No? Many times indeed, no? I just get out of my spirit. No? You know, one time, when my kids were still young, no? I still have my firstborn. I recall during that time that because I don't know how to really live God in my daily life. No? And I don't know how to handle kids and babies. Di ba? Kasi it's my first time to have a child. No? So I really don't know. So one time, we went to a dentist. No? The dentist told us na, "Oy, you need to stop your... you know, my child was maybe almost 1 year old. You need to stop your child from drinking milk while he's sleeping. You know, while he's sleeping, drink milk. Why? Because his milk teeth, if you leave it there, no, while he's sleeping, his milk teeth will eventually be decay. You know, it will decay. No? So within me, I said, oh, I don't want my son to have a decayed teeth. No? So I went home at night. Again, he has the habit of drinking, di ba? So I pulled the bottle, di ba? I pulled the bottle. Sabi ko, "You must not drink." Of course, he's, "Wah!" No? "Wah!" And then sabi ko, "You must not drink, ah. I will hit you if you drink. Stop crying. Eventually, keep on crying. No? So I got him, brought him out. No? He kept on crying. Sabi ko, stop crying. Did you hear what the dentist said? Stop crying. You have no milk tonight. The more he cried, the more I shouted. Shouted until the whole house heard. No? I was not actually aware. No? So we went back to the room. My son, he was frightened to death. He did not drink milk. But you see the fear in his face. Like a monster, no? Speaking to him. But anyway, the following day, my wife went to me. No? Sabi niya, you know, Lawrence, I went to my mother-in-law. You know what she told me? She told me, your asawa mo, your husband, that is not the way to treat a child. So eventually, I just, during that time, I turned to the Lord. I said, Lord, what I did naman was according to the dentist's instruction. Is it my fault ba? I just want to have my son to have beautiful teeth. No? But then I went to pray. I said, Lord, no. The more I pray, the more I considered, the Lord kind of shine on me. No? The Lord told me, yun nga, your son has beautiful tooth. Pero do you want him to grow up in fear of you? No? He will not be open to you. He will be distant from you. No? And am I like that to you when you are naughty? Shouting at you, di ba? I am full of mercy to you. No? So after that, I just felt, Lord, forgive me. No? After that, I just felt, Lord, no? Save me. No? In my daily life, even as a parent, I don't want to live. No? My reason kasi is, my dad used to hit me. Di ba? My dad used to spank me when I am wrong. Okay lang naman yun. No? But then, I just felt, Lord, I felt the Lord just told me, you are not here to live your culture. No? You are not here, it's not, you know, forget about your background. I want you to follow the leading within. No? I want you to live life. No? That is in me. No? So, eventually, you know, I learned to deal with everything, you know, even in my daily life, how, you know, to be in the Lord, you know, to be in the Lord. So, let's read the H. In order for God to be manifested in the flesh, godliness need to be expressed in our whole living. Letter I is very, very good. No? Let's read I together. God's economy is God coming into us, and godliness is God going out of us. Amen. God's economy is God coming into us, and godliness is God going out of us. When I was reviewing this, I remembered a song. I remembered the song that is a hit in the Lord's recovery. I don't know if you could guess what this song is, no? But I could sing it with first, and you could sing along. No? God's eternal economy is to make man the same as he, yes, in life and nature, but God in the Godhead. And to make himself one with man, and man one with him, thus to be enlarged and expanded in his expression, that all his divine attributes may be expressed in human virtues. Amen. So with this hymn, it's very clear, no? It's to make us the same as he in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. And he does it by dispensing Himself into us. The more God we have, the more life of God we have, the more we could express Him. That all His divine attributes may be expressed in human virtues. So, because all these points are so precious, I would like to read together with you. Let's ask the sisters to read I-1. Okay. Amen. Brothers, B. The Christian life should be a life that expresses God and bears God's likeness in all things. Amen. Three sisters. For altogether, our church life, our daily life, and our family life are simply God coming in and God going out all day. So saints, God should be coming in and God should be going out all day. And this should be applied in our church life, our daily life, and even in our family life. You know, as I was considering this, you know, I recall an experience of a brother. You know, this brother came here to the Philippines when I was still young. No? And he came here to spoke. The title of the message is about spirituality to the home. During that time, I was still young. No? And I recall, no, I was really impressed by his sharing. He shared to us that, you know, he is a responsible one. He was a responsible one. And one time, they went to this blending trip. And in that blending trip, normally when you go to a blending trip, you are there sharing Christ, enjoying Christ, and you share the Christ of each other. But in that blending trip, something happened. Oh, his wife suddenly rose up, and then began to cry. And then she testified, sabi niya, you know, my husband, he is a cold husband, ice cold husband. What is the meaning of that? Well, eventually, the sister testified, you know, my husband, when he is in the church life, towards the brothers and sisters, he is very nice. Oh, when he said, hey, brother, nice to meet you. But you know, when he's at home, when he treats me, his voice is loud. No? When he talks to me, hey, dinner ready? No? And then maybe someone will call. Sagot ng phone. Oh, is this brother so-and-so? Oh, speaking. How are you? Yeah. How are you? Oh, yeah. Amen. Then when he drops the phone, hey, sister. So anyway, the sister felt, what is this? This is unfair. No? Your treatment of me in the household is not good. No? It is unfair. No? No? So eventually that sister cried. No? She cried. And all the other sisters stood up also. All our brothers also are like this. Oh, yeah, Lord Jesus. Everyone crying. And then the brother sitting down said, oh, yeah. No? Oh, yeah. No? It is really so shameful. No? You know, one time my wife called me, hello, Lawrence, I will have a fellowship with some sisters about husband and wife. Huh? And I will say a point that will medyo expose you. Are you okay? I was thinking, well, how many sisters, man? Only a few lang. Never mind, you can expose me. But this sister, this brother said, I'm a leading one in the church. And with so many people listening pa in a blending trip, now, what will the brother say? You know? What will the saint say to me? But praise the Lord, dear brothers and sisters. You know, this brother, at first he was so shameful. It was so shameful to him. Does not have a face, no? To look at the saints, no? But eventually, the Lord really shined upon him. No? He said that truly, what his sister said was really true. No? And then he began to say, Lord, forgive me, no? What I have did. So Lord, from this day on, because what my sister said negated everything, no? In every meeting that I said, it's negated everything, no? All the impact. No? So Lord, I need to learn from you. No? He said that there is no wrong marriage. No? He did not say, malas ko naman, I was with his sister. He said, Lord, in every marriage, we could all learn of you. No? So he began to learn this point, not to live himself. No? He said to himself, before, I always live myself. That's why I keep on shouting, getting demands. But he was led by the Lord to look at his wife's countenance in everything. And by looking at his wife, he realized, Lord, before I say anything, Lord, what do you want to say? I don't want to just say what is in my heart only. But Lord, I want to be one with you. How do you want me to respond? And our brother testified, he practiced for 2 years just to learn how to speak with his wife. But praise the Lord, after 2 years, you know, I think I heard, after 2 years, the neighbor was watching them. Oh, why are both of you so sweet? Now he is so sweet now, his wife. And then he realized, oh, it is not me, but it's God who lives in me. It is actually God manifested in the flesh. So I hope, dear brothers and sisters, this is really applicable in our daily life. So this is not just something individual. The more we live the Lord, even in the church life, the Bible tells us, when we come together, when we are prophesying, when we are in our spirit, when an unbeliever comes, he will say, God is among us. And truly, this is the mystery of godliness. I hope that, we will truly have a strong testimony. Not just individually, but corporately. God will truly be manifested in the flesh. I was preparing this, there was a certain term that came up to me. Not only is there the mystery of godliness, there is also the mystery of ungodliness. You know what's the mystery of ungodliness? It is when maybe unbelievers or even young believers see us, they will see, Hayya! Tapos, Hayya! Christian ka pala, you are a Christian. Why are you like that? Sometimes I hear some people complaining, oh, Christian pa naman ko. I believe maybe some saints are stumbled because of me sometimes, but I don't know. I hope that there will be no mystery of ungodliness. Kasi ng tao, Christian pa naman to. And then he is like that. Mystery of ungodliness. But in the church, So anyway, forget about that. We need to have the mystery of godliness. God manifested in the flesh.
Thank the Lord. 今天我们当来到这些信息的时候,
today when we come to these messages,
我们是要感谢主，他给我们是非常实际，也非常
我们每天都能够来操练，能够来实行的。
Thank the Lord that these messages are really very practical for us to be able to experience and apply every day.
我是盼望所有的弟兄姊妹，当我们进到这些话语的时候，不要希望只是知道而已。
I hope that the dear saints, when we come to these messages, don't take them merely as objective for our knowledge.
我们会觉得说我已经知道了。
Don't say I already know these things.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个乃是关系到我们的生活。
These messages are related to our living.
这个不是一个心思知道的事情而已。
These are not matters that is only realized by using our mind.
这个乃是需要在灵里来操练，能活出这样子的生活。
Oh, these things must be exercised. Oh, and live out in our living by our spirit.
很多年前，当我读到提前三章十五节、十六节的时候
，Many years ago, when I came across this verse in 1 Timothy 3:15,
十六节
，and verse 16,
我一直认为这个神圣的奥秘，这个敬虔的奥秘，是指的我们的主耶稣说的。
Before I thought that this term "mystery of godliness" was referring to the Lord Jesus.
我就读十六节给你们听。
Let me read verse 16 to you.
大哉敬虔的奥秘，这是众所公认的。
And confessedly, great is the mystery of godliness.
就是他显现于肉体。
He who was manifested in the flesh.
被称义于灵里。
Justified in the spirit.
被天使看见。
Seen by angels.
被传于外邦。
Preached among the nations.
被信仰于世人中。
Believed on in the world.
被接去于荣耀里。
Taken up in glory.
我觉得好像次序有一点相反的。
I felt that there is something wrong in the sequence.
因为当主死复活以后，他就得着了荣耀。
Because after the Lord was resurrected, he was taken up into glory.
但是他这里是说被天使看见后，又被传于外邦，并且被信仰。于世人中
But here it says he was first seen by angels, then preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and then that's after he was, then the last part is taken up into glory.
然后他被接到荣耀里，意思就是说，乃是当教会把基督传扬出去的时候，当教会得着荣耀的时候。
This
所以这里是指着教会说的。
Amen. This means that this portion is actually referring to the church. Why? Because the church believed in the Lord and the church preached the gospel to the world. Amen. In here, the Lord was glorified in the church.
所以这一段的话
So this portion of the word
一方面来说是指着我们的主说的。
On the one hand, it's referring to the Lord Jesus.
这一部分也是指着教会说的。
But on the other hand, it's also referring to the church.
今天教会一个非常重要的一个责任。
Today, the church has a very important responsibility.
就当我们前两堂所交通的，它是活神的教会。
That's like what we have shared in the first two messages, that, amen, the church is the house of the living God.
并且是真理的柱石和根基。
And also the pillar and the base of the truth.
并且教会也是敬虔的奥秘，要从肉身将神彰显出来。
And confessedly, the church is the great mystery of godliness to manifest God in the flesh.
所以这个是我们每一个人的责任。
So this is the responsibility of each and every one of us.
刚才第二堂，我们的弟兄跟我们交通，我们需要每一位。都承担一个责任，要能够传扬真理。
A while ago in the second session, our brother told us that each one of us must be able to bear the truth, to be able to preach the truth.
今天第三堂，
Today,
我们愿意告诉你们， 我们今年都需要有一个责任，是将神彰显出来。
In this third session, I want to tell you that we must bear the responsibility to express the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
当我看到讲到这一点的时候，我就觉得我不适合讲这篇信息。
When I spoke about this point, I felt that I'm not qualified to speak this point.
因为在我们在我自己个人每天的生活中
，because based on my individual daily life,
我活的都是我的自己。
Oh, many times I live myself.
我所活的是我喜欢做什么。
I live out what I like.
有的时候
what I like to do.
我听到比较年长的人说，连做人都不会做。
Sometimes I hear some elderly brothers say that you don't even know how to behave like a man, a proper man.
你不会做人，你还想要做神？
You do not know how to be a man and you want to become God?
有可能吗？
Is that possible?
来，弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
不管如何，
no matter what,
这是主今天给教会的一个托付。
This is the commission today God has given to the church.
像第一堂，我们 Franklin 弟兄在开头的话。
In the introductory word of Brother Franklin, the first message.
我们在教会中，我们知道该如何做我们的，该如何行吗？
Amen. Do we know how to conduct ourselves today in the church?
哦，我们的弟兄讲出太多的例子。
Our brother gave us so many examples.
我们聚会晚到。
Oh, maybe we come late to the meetings.
哦，我们坐喜欢坐在最后面。
Oh, when we sit, we like to sit at the back.
哦，前面好多位置没有人愿意坐。
Oh, no, there are so many still empty spaces in front. Nobody likes to sit to occupy them.
真的，如果有一个外人进来的时候。
Oh, when somebody from the outside come in.
人家会问说，你们到底喜不喜欢聚会啊？
They might have this question. You people, do you really like the meetings?
你们不愿意坐在一起，要坐在后面。
You don't like
坐得闪闪的。
To sit in front and you like to be scattered in your seating.
弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
我是觉得我自己离这个交通的点还是非常的远，非常的差。
I feel that I'm still way off.Now, from all these points that we are talking about.
但是我觉得有一个词这一次对着我是让我能够蒙拯救的路。
But thank the Lord, there is this word that caused me to see, to realize there is a way of salvation.
这个词
And this
就是操练。
This word is exercise.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们凭着我们的自己，我们不习惯。将主活出来。
Oh, brothers and sisters, oh, by ourselves, we do not like to live out the Lord.
但是我们需要操练。
But we need to exercise.
什么是叫做操练呢？
What is to exercise?
我们知道在运动员。
We know that in the in sports,
很多人都知道，如果你要打球打得很好。或者运动田径跑得很好。
If you want to excel, for example, in basketball or in other fields,
你需要操练。
You must exercise.
如果你不操练，
if you don't exercise,
你就跟平常人一样。
You will be like the common people.
但是你看到那些打球打得很好的。
But when you see those who are very good in basketball,
他不是一个礼拜练习一次。
They don't practice just once a week.
他不是每一天有练习一个小时。
Oh, they don't just practice 1 hour every day.
有的时候我看到有些人，他其实在睡觉的时候，他手还在打，想要打篮球。
Sometimes I see people that even while they are sleeping, oh, they are dreaming and they are playing basketball.
他整个人就被这个事情在那里控制着他。
Oh, they are fully controlled by this matter.
这个就是叫做操练。
This is what we call exercise.
我们要愿意操练。
We must be willing to exercise.
所以我很感谢主，当说到敬虔的时候。
So I really thank the Lord when we talk about this matter of godliness.
他是叫我们要操练自己以至于敬虔。
Oh, we must exercise ourselves unto godliness.
我们不习惯
We are not used to it.
但是我们要操练。
But we must exercise.
在长老训练的时候，讲这篇信息的是 Brother Ray， 他有交通要一个点。
Brother Ray was the one who spoke this message in the last Itero, and he spoke this point.
他说什么叫做操练
？He says what is to exercise？
就是你多一点。
He said that we must add one more to it, or add one more.
有的时候我们觉得说，我一天有祷告十分钟够了。
For example, for me to pray 10 minutes a day, that is enough.
有人觉得我一天能够读一章的圣经够了。
For me to read one chapter of the Bible.For a day, that is good enough.
我一周能够读一篇或者两篇的生命读经够了。
In 1 week, I can read 1 or 2 life study messages. That is good enough.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要操练敬虔，操练以至于敬虔。
But brothers and sisters, if we want to exercise ourselves unto godliness,
我们需要再多一点。
We must add more to it.
好像那些要学打球的，他每一天。
Just like those who are playing basketball, they must add extra hours to their practice.
如果我们不操练,
if we do not exercise,
如果我们不愿意增加我们的时间去操练,
if we do not want to add more time for us to exercise,
我们就停在那里了,
then we will stop there.
我们会觉得够了,
we will feel that's good enough.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们都需要在主面前求主给我们这样子的胃口。
May the Lord give us such an appetite.
因为如果我们没有这样子的胃口的时候
Because if we do not have such an appetite,
我们就没有办法能够来这里把主能够这样子的活出来。
We will not be able to live out the Lord.
像刚才我们弟兄在第一大段的时候
Just like
有交通到我们的要敬虔的生活乃是主的流入和他的流出。
Amen. Just like what our brother shared in the first Roman numeral. Now what is godliness? This is God coming in and God going out.
要活出这样子的生活需要主更多的流入到我们的里面。
Amen. In order to live out such a life, we must allow God to flow into us.
如果主流入的只有这么一点点
，When God is able to flow into us even a little bit，
我们就能够流出一点点
，Then we'll be able to flow Him out a little bit。
如果我们每整天向着主都是敞开的
，If every day we are just so open to the Lord，
我们当人遇到我们的时候
，Whenever we meet people，
我们就能够把主丰富能够流出来
，We are able to flow out the riches of God to them。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都需要操练。
So dear brothers and sisters, we need to exercise。
但是基本的点还不是你用多少时间。
But the basic point is not on how much time you spend。
最重要的点。但是我们花时间在主面前的时候，我们有没有操练我们的灵
？The point is whether you exercise your spirit in the time that you spend before the Lord.
我们每次来读主的话
，Each time we come to read the Bible，
主的话，你是用心思去明白而已吗？还是你从那里得着了亮光
？Amen. Do we only use our mind when we come to read the Bible, or do we receive the enlightenment from His Word?
所以我们需要在这里能够操练灵。
So that's why we must also exercise our spirit.
操练灵不是有事情的时候才主耶稣啊。
To exercise the spirit doesn't mean that when you encounter some problems.That's the time that you call, Oh, Lord Jesus.
但是我们需要操练，把我们的心思能够置于灵里。
We must exercise to the extent that we set our mind on the Spirit.
所以在罗马书八章六节说
That's why,
因为心思置于肉体就是死
Amen.
心思置于灵乃是生命平安
Romans 8:6 says, For the mind set on the flesh is death.But the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
我们的生活经常就是用我们的心思去想要做什么，然后用我们的意志去决定我们喜欢什么，然后我们做一个决定。
Many times in our daily living, we use our mind to make a decision, and then we use our will to choose that decision that we made. And according to what we like.
但是在我们过一个敬虔的生活，
but for us to live a life of godliness,
我们需要操练灵，
we must exercise our spirit.
但这个灵乃是用我们的心思跟主的灵能够调和在一起。
Amen. But this spirit is the mingling of the spirit of God with our human spirit.
我们的灵需要操练，能够与主成为一灵。
We must exercise our spirit to become one spirit with the Lord.
并且我们所想的，我们的心思乃是放在灵里。
And the things that is in our mind, we must place them on the spirit.
所以当我们要做一件事情的时候，
so whenever we are about to do something,
当我们在考虑怎么做的时候，
when we are considering how to do it,
弟兄姊妹该怎么做呢？
Brothers and sisters, what should we do?
Oh, 主耶稣。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, 主耶稣成为我的智慧。
May you be my wisdom.
主啊，你教导我该怎么做。
Lord, teach me what to do.
很多时候，当我们知道该怎么做的时候，我们都不会去问主了。
Many times when we already know how to do it, we won't bother to ask the Lord.
我们都会自己决定。
We will
decide. 主啊，我不吵你了，我自己决定了。
We will decide on ourselves. Okay, Lord, I don't want to bother you. I will just do this on my own.
但是为了过一个敬虔的生活，
but for us to be able to live a life of godliness,
我们需要操练我们的灵，
we must exercise our spirit,
将我们的心思置于灵里，
set our mind on the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，因着时间的缘故，我不再读纲要，
brothers and sisters, because of the time, I will no longer read the outline.
并且在两周之后，当我们读第五周这些诚心圣言的信息，就是讲到这些点。
And after two more weeks, we will get into the Holy Word of Morning Revival, and we will also cover these things.
但是我们觉得今天早上，我们愿意就把这个负担能够打给弟兄姊妹。
Amen. But this morning, oh, my feeling is that, oh, in these few days, we want to be able to release this burden to you.
因为在这个操练灵的方面，
because in the way to exercise our spirit,
我们常常有一个错误的观念。
Many times we have this mistaken concept.
哦，我只要哦主 ，Amen, Hallelujah, 我就是在操练灵了。
Oh, as long as I say, Oh Lord, Amen, Hallelujah, I'm already exercising my spirit.
我不是说这个错。
I'm not saying that this is wrong.
那我只能说这个不够。
But what I'm saying is this is not enough.
我们需要操练灵，
we must exercise our spirit,
乃是把我们的魂的各部分能够与灵是相调的。
We must allow every part of our soul to be mingled with the Lord.
因为在提后一章第七节，他跟我们说，因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的灵，
Amen.
乃是能力、爱并清明自守的灵。
Amen. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power, and of love, and of sober-mindedness.
主赐给我们一个灵。
God gave us a spirit.
他不止给我们这个灵是重生过的灵。
And this spirit is the regenerated spirit.
他给我们有生命。
He has given us his life.
并且他这个灵是给我们有能力有爱，并且是清明自守的。
And this spirit gives us power, love, and sober-mindedness.
能力是跟我们的意志有关。
Power is related to our will.
我们的爱是与我们的情感有关。
Love is related to our emotion.
然后清明自守很清楚的就是指着我们的心思。
And sober-mindedness is clearly related to our mind.
当我们说我们要一个操练灵的时候，
When we say we must have an exercise spirit,
就是说我们的魂需要操练与灵是能够调和的。
This means that our soul must be exercised to an extent that it is mingled with the Lord.
我们的魂是向着灵是敞开的。
Our soul must be open to the Spirit.
当我们要做决定的时候
，Whenever we make a decision.
主啊，你做我的决定。
Lord, be the one to decide for me.
主啊，我愿意与你的决定是一。
Lord, I want to be one with your decision.
哦，说是很容易啊。
To say this is rather easy.
但是当我们希望要这样做的时候，但是里面却觉得说，主错的话，主的带领如果错的话，我怎么办呢？
No, but when we are about to put it into practice, we have this fear that.What if the Lord is wrong? Then what will happen?
常常我们里面就没有这样一个刚强的意志来照着主的灵里面的引导来这样子做决定。
Many times we do not have a strong will, right, to take the Lord's decision as our decision.
并且我们里面的爱也没有办法来爱主所爱的。
And the love within us cannot love what the Lord loves.
并且我们的心思就没有放在灵里。
And our mind is not set on the spirit.
我们这心思是从菲律宾飞到新加坡，飞到台湾，飞到美国，飞到欧洲。
And our mind is always flying around. We fly from the Philippines to Singapore to Taiwan to Europe.
我们的心思是飞的。
Our mind is flying.
但是我们没有一个清明自守的心思。
But we do not have a sober and clear mind.
所以我们需要操练灵。
That's why we must exercise our spirit.
每次当我们要做事情的时候
，Every time before we do anything，
在我们每一天的生活
，In our everyday living，
我们都需要操练灵。
We must exercise the spirit.
Oh, Lord Jesus. 你说啊，我已经叫主耶稣叫够了。
Oh, you might say, I've called so many times already. That's enough.
弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
再多一次。
Amen. Add more to it.
这叫做操练，再多一次。
This is what exercise means. Add more to it.
不要停。
Do not stop.
很多时候我们觉得说够了。
Many times our feeling is it's enough.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
要操练、
oh, we
要练达
exercise.
我们需要再多一次。
We must train ourselves. We must add more to it.
像我们读圣经
Just like in a reading of the Bible.
我很多时候
Many times.
是照着看时间我在读圣经。
Oh, I only read when I look at the time. That's the only time that I read.
我读读读，我说哎，时间到了，我不能再读了。
And then after I read, I look at the time. Time is up. Oh, I cannot continue anymore.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
我们需要在主面前有一这样子的操练。
We must have such an exercise before the Lord.
如果主允许了我们的时候，我们再多一点。
If the Lord permits us, then let's add more to it.
在读生命读经也是一样。
In the same way with our reading of the life studies.
我们在读生命读经，有的时候好像很长，一直读不完。
Oh, many times our feeling is that, oh, the life study messages, the messages are too long. I cannot finish it.
弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters, exercise.
在环境许可之下，再多一点。
Amen. Oh, if the environment permits, then add more to it.
哦，像我们在读在祷告
，just like in the matter of prayer，
十分钟太长了
，10 minutes that's too long。
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们要操练
，but brothers and sisters， if we want to exercise，
再多一点
，add more to it，
这需要我们去操练。
Oh， this requires us to exercise。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters。
不要以为我站在这里讲，这是我已经做到的。
Do not think that, oh, I'm standing here and I have already, I'm already successful.
哦，差得太远。
I tell you, I'm still far off.
我们需要彼此鼓励。
Let us encourage one another.
我们一同来操练。
Let us exercise together.
所以在提摩太告诉我们， 哦，我们需要操练自己，
That's why
以至于敬虔。
Amen. Timothy tells us we need to exercise ourselves unto godliness.
所以神才从我们身上能做，能够得着彰显。
So that God can be expressed from us.
所以在这三篇的信息的里面
，In these three messages,
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我觉得
I feel that.
主他愿意在我们中间能够向我们说话
The Lord wants to speak to us in our midst.
因为当我们有心愿要追求主的时候
Once we have the desire to pursue the Lord,
当我们愿意在这里在教会中知道该如何行的时候
When we are willing to conduct ourselves properly in the church,
像我们弟兄们所交通的，我们需要尊主，他做我们的主。
Just like what our brother said, we need to honor the Lord. He is our Lord.
他是活神在教会中。
He is the living God in the church.
在教会是活神的教会。
The church is the house of the living God.
这个教会不是我们任何人的。
The church does not belong to any one of us.
是我们都是教会里面的一个分子。
We all are members in the church.
但是
But,
这个教会是活神的。
Oh, the church belongs to the living God.
他要做主。
He must be the Lord.
所以我们需要向着主多有祷告。
So we need to pray more to the Lord.
哦，尊主，每件事情都来问主一下。
In everything, we need to honor His headship. We need to ask the Lord.
第二点就是第二堂所交通的。
Then,
我们需要来承担这个真理的知识。
In the second session, we shared we must bear the responsibility to uphold the truth.
我们需要花时间、花代价，并且操练灵。来读主的话。
Amen. We must spend the time, pay the price, and exercise our spirit to read the Word of God.
你会说我已经知道了啦。
You might say, I know that already.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们不操练
if we will not exercise,
我们读经都是前马太、马可读完了。
Oh, many times in our Bible reading, we are able to finish Matthew, then Mark, but we stop there.
所以我的马太马可那一段都比较脏。
Oh, that's why the portion of Matthew and Mark is a bit dirty.
接下来的书就越来越干净。
Oh, but the rest of the books, they are very white and clean.
创世纪，
the same way with the Old Testament, Genesis and Exodus, the same.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
要
sisters,
操练
Let's exercise.
多读一点
Amen. Let's read a bit more.
这个需要我们要有一个心跟主说主啊我要操练
This requires that we must have a heart willing to practice more.
李弟兄有人问他一个问题
There was somebody who asked Brother Lee a question.
我们所接受的真理
The truth that we receive
我们不会觉得太多了吗
Don't we feel that they are too much?
好像我们在这里在教会中
As if today in the church
所有的信息我们好像知道的太多了
Seems that we know so many truths in the church
李弟兄他的回答我里面非常的有感觉
What was the Brother Lee's response within me gave me such a deep feeling?
他说如果今天你手上有$100
If today in your hands you have $100
今天我们这里的钱$5,000
Or let's say in Philippine peso, 5,000 pesos
你有很多钱还是很少钱
Now, what do you think? You have 5,000 pesos does it mean that you have a lot of money already?
如果你手上拿着$5,000，你会觉得。
If you are holding 5,000 pesos,
我有很多，我有很多钱了。
I have a lot of money.
他说：“那你去超市或者到百货公司，你去走一圈。
Okay. Let me tell you. You go to the supermarket. You go to the malls. Try to window shop.
你会发觉。
You will realize.
你的$5,000不够用。
Your 5,000 pesos is not enough. You are holding something that you feel that that's already a lot of money.
但是当你要去用的时候, but
when you're about to use them, then you realize they are too few.
弟兄姊妹,
oh, brothers and sisters,
当你们在小牌的时候,
in your small group,
如果你不进功用,
if you do not exercise or function,
你会觉得我已经知道了,
you might say, I know that already.
Oh, 我已经有了,
I already have.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
oh, brothers and sisters,
你试试看, 你讲讲看,
but you try to speak something,
你会发觉, 哎呀, 不够啊,
you will realize, oh, it is not enough.
弟兄姊妹, 5,000块钱在你手上, 不够用啊,
oh, brothers and sisters, 5,000 pesos is not enough for your use.
Oh, 我所知道的真理, 不够用啊,
oh, the truth that I know, it's not enough to use.
我们都需要一直追求,
I must keep on pursuing.
我们是需要主一直进来,
oh, I must allow God to come in more.
我们才能够让主能够涌流出去,
so that God can flow out more.
Oh, 时间的缘故,
oh, because of the time,
我讲最后一个负担,
I will just speak one last burden.
这个敬虔,
this matter of godliness,
能够活在神的面, 能够尊主为主,
in order
并且能够, 被主的真理来构成,
to honor God as Lord and to be constituted with the truth,
这个是关于到我们每一个人的生活,
this is related to every, each one of us individuals' daily life.
但是,
but
这个乃是在教会生活中能够让我们看见的,
but this is something that we can see in the church life.
因为这个是神在肉体显现,
because this is God manifested in the flesh.
意思就是说,
it means this is something that can be seen by men.
你能看见,
you can see it, I also can see it.
我们今天, 我,
today,
我不能否认,
I cannot deny.
一些在主如何在教会中该如何行第一点因为我有读主的话,
how come I know how to conduct myself in the house of God, because number one, I have read the word of God.
第二点,
number two,
我看见前面的弟兄一些榜样,
I have seen some examples from the brothers ahead of us.
弟兄姊妹, 今天在教会生活中,
oh, brothers and sisters, today in the church life,
我为了这些服侍者, 我愿意讲一点负担,
oh, for the sake of the serving ones, I want to share a little burden.
年轻人,
young people,
新来的弟兄姊妹,
the new ones,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, they are looking at us.
我们给他们看到的是什么?
What are the things that we are, that they can see from us?
我们跟你讲说, 啊, 你不要看人, 你要看主,
oh, we might tell them, don't look at men, look to the Lord.
但是他看到的是你啊,
but what they see is you.
如果像我们, 像罗伦斯弟兄所交通的,
just like what our brother Lawrence said,
不敬虔的奥秘,
many times we live a life of the mystery of ungodliness.
Oh, 主啊,
oh, Lord Jesus,
我们会让弟兄姊妹跌倒,
we might cause the saints to be stumbled.
弟兄姊妹不要认为说这是我的话,
oh, saints, don't think that this is my word.
如果我们有时间, 我是盼望, 我们再把提摩太前后书再一节一节的慢慢的读,
if we have the time, oh, we need to read the each chapter of 1st and 2nd Timothy.
我们会看见保罗把一个实际敬虔的生活摆给提摩太看,
we can see that Paul placed before Timothy a life of the mystery of godliness.
然后他告诉提摩太说,你知道你是跟谁学的?
And then he told Timothy, you must know to whom you learned them from.
弟兄姊妹,
oh, brothers and sisters,
我们在教会中,
in the church,
我没有办法否认,
we cannot
deny,我是在看见前面的弟兄们,
oh, so many good patterns. Oh, before I've seen so many good patterns in the church, the brothers ahead of us.
我在这里能够蒙保守,
oh, today, oh, I can be preserved in the church, it's because of the good patterns that the Lord set before us.
然后,
And then Paul commissioned Timothy. You must set, amen, an example as a pattern to the rest of the people, to the rest of the saints.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
oh, brothers and sisters,
to
live this life of godliness, it is not a doctrine.
我们需要在生活中, 把主能够活出来,
in our living and in the church life, we must live out the Lord.
Amen. 感谢主,
thank the Lord.
为了这些实际的信息,
oh, thank the Lord for all these practical messages. Amen. May each one of us have a start in our exercise.
每一天多一点,
every day, oh, add more to it.
不要停, 需要再多一点,
amen. Add more to it.
Oh, 我们能够成为我们生活的一部分,
amen. So that this matter will become, amen, a part of our living.
并且成为我们的习惯,
and even become our habit.
Oh,
may our living be a life of expressing God. So that we can become a pattern to the brothers and sisters.
Amen. Amen.
May the Lord bless His word.
Amen.
Amen.
How
about let's pray with our seatmates.